Good morning. With KUAC News, I'm Robert Hannon. Fairbanks City voters may decide on a property tax increase measure this fall. Last night, the Fairbanks City Council advanced an ordinance hiking property taxes to cover cuts in state funding. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fairbanks City Council members on Monday advanced a proposed property tax ordinance for a public hearing and possible final consideration during the July 24th meeting. If approved, the ordinance would place a question on the October 3rd municipal election ballot, asking voters to allow the city to increase property taxes by about $63 per $100,000 of assessed valuation. Mayor Jim Matherly, who introduced the ordinance, says if approved, the property tax hike would raise about $1.7 million to replace cuts in state revenue sharing for such essential services as police, fire, and public works, but only if voters approve.
And all this ordinance is to put it to the voters in the fall.
Matherly says the council would ask for less of a property tax increase if the state comes through with more revenue sharing than the $500,000 the city estimates it'll get this fiscal year.
That is worst case scenario because we don't have the exact number from the state yet for our revenue sharing.
Councilman Jerry Cleworth opposes the ordinance and says it should be delayed. He says city officials have known for years now that revenue sharing would be cut as the state's income from oil plummets. And he says unlike previous council attempts to gain voter approval of a property tax hike, this one's being requested after the city's budget has already been set.
Usually we do it before an expense is incurred that we know we're going to have a problem in the future. This is the reverse of that.
The council voted 3-2 to advance the measure, with Cleworth and Councilman David Prues dissenting. Also Monday, council members agreed to delay consideration of an application for a retail marijuana shop in downtown Fairbanks. The council was scheduled to consider whether to protest an application to open a pot shop at 503 7th Avenue at the intersection of Lacey Street. But Fairbanks North Star Borough School District Assistant Superintendent Sandra Kowalski asked the council to delay its vote to allow borough planners more time to ensure the shop is located far enough away from district facilities where students are often present. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Also last night, Mayor Jim Matherly announced that Jerry Norum was stepping down from his seat on the council. The mayor didn't offer a reason for the resignation, but following the meeting, his office issued a press release thanking Norum for his dedicated service. In council member comments, Valerie Therrien Monday expressed best wishes to Norum and his family.
He was a good public servant, and I wish him and his family the best as he goes through the recuperation of his illness.
Norum was voted into office last year. Mayor Matherly will appoint a replacement. Governor Bill Walker met with reporters Monday in Anchorage. The governor touched on a number of topics, including the ongoing legislative special session in Juneau, the state's efforts to get a liquefied natural gas pipeline, and federal efforts to gather data on voters. Alaska Public Media's Roshna McChesney has more.
Lawmakers have been meeting in Juneau for nearly half a year, but Governor Bill Walker told reporters on Monday that he doesn't think they're done just yet. He wants them to fix the state's beleaguered budget this year rather than waiting until next session to find new sources of revenue. They barely avoided a state government shutdown by passing an operating budget 8 days before the deadline, but it pulls $2.5 billion from state savings, a move Walker says is unsustainable. This is the third year lawmakers have relied on savings to cover multi-billion dollar budget gaps, and Walker says he wants them to keep working.
They have made great strides, they really have. And that's why I say, since you've done the hard work to make those difficult votes, and potentially unpopular, there's no popular votes that are out there when you're fixing a fiscal plan, they've done that. You might as well get the product from it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Lawmakers have not agreed on a capital budget, and that has delayed projects all over the state. Currently, they're in a special session with just one issue on the agenda, oil and gas taxes. That session ends on Saturday. But the Senate and the House have been at a standstill, and they say they don't plan to get back to work on oil taxes in Juneau until Wednesday. Walker is responsible for putting issues on the agenda of a special session, but he wouldn't say if he intended to call lawmakers back to Juneau for another session or what he would put on the agenda if he did.
You know, we're going to let this week play out. I'm very encouraged they're working together.
Meanwhile, Walker has continued to push a state-led gas line project to national and international audiences. Last week, he met with President Donald Trump and three other state governors to discuss national energy issues. He also met with South Korean President Moon Jae-in while he was in Washington, D.C. The state corporation tasked with developing the gas line project signed a non-binding preliminary agreement with a large South Korean buyer. A recent missile test in North Korea revealed that the country could potentially reach Alaska with an intercontinental weapon. And Walker says it spotlights the importance of Alaska's military bases.
As a result of that, even prior to those coming out, I have had a number of briefings as far as the severity of the situation. Here we are again talking about our strategic location and what we need to do and make sure that we are on the trajectory of getting additional military presence in Alaska.
The state is also grappling with a request for voter data from a voter fraud commission created by the Trump administration. But that request has gotten pushback from other states, and the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the commission on Monday. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott told reporters the state is responsible for protecting voter privacy. He says the administration is keeping an eye on the lawsuit and what information it should turn over and what it shouldn't. In Juneau, with help from Casey Grove in Anchorage, I'm Rasha McChesney.
And the National Weather Service continues to warn residents near interior rivers to brace for rising waters. While this morning a line of showers is moving through Fairbanks, expected to add more water to rivers, National Meteorologist Ryan Metzger says most of the precipitation is over.
This morning we have some rain showers, and it's going to eventually generally clear up through the course of the day today, with maybe a little bit of some thunderstorms in the afternoon. But looking forward towards the end of the week, we're going to see warming and drying trend.
Recent rainfall has elevated the Chena, Chattanooga, Salsha, Goodpasture, Charlie, and 40 Mile rivers. The Tanana River is near bankful now at Tanacross and expected to reach bankful over the next few days in Delta Junction and Fairbanks. I'm Robert Hannon.